Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kanye West kicked her off the VMA stage 15 years ago, so Taylor thought, I'll kick you out of the Super Bowl. Or at least that's what reports are saying.
Does she have that power?
Taylor has all the powers.
Yeah.
It goes... God.
Okay.
Taylor.
Got it.
Okay.
Now, Taylor might be a couple steps above God at this point. The Tay Voodoo is so real. The amount of 13s, which is her favorite number, that were thrown into the Super Bowl at some... That woman is a witch. I'm terrified of her. And I'm the one out here buying her cardigans and wearing her merch, but... She's Taylor Swift. Well, anyway, an ex-NFL star, Brandon Marshall, is claiming that Taylor Swift had Kanye West removed from the Super Bowl after he allegedly purchased seats right in front of her suite at the game. So this is all from his Paper Route podcast. He's saying that he did it specifically to get some airtime.
Kanye West pulls up to the Super Bowl. Kanye West buys a ticket right in front of Taylor Swift's booth. So anytime they were going to be showing her, Kanye's face was going to be there. He had a mask on with his logo on a mask, right? Typical Kanye.
And then he said Taylor got really mad, obviously, and kicked him out.
Taylor Swift gets pissed off. She boom, boom, makes a call or two. He gets kicked out the stadium. He was trying to leverage her celebrity, but that's what he tried to do. Man, he tried to sit in front of Taylor Swift.
And who is this again?
This is Brandon Marshall. He's a former NFL player with a podcast called Paper Route.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe this.
He's always been a little on the lippy side.
Always. That's yeah. The first reason I don't believe it. And the second reason I don't believe it is because I don't think this would have happened and Kanye would have not said anything.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, you don't just roll up to the Super Bowl and buy a ticket in front of the suite. Like, that's... Well, I don't even know how he would know that information. And I just don't get it.
And remember, she wasn't even booked in that until like a couple of days beforehand because Travis bought that suite for $1 million. So I don't believe any of it. But man, he has really become the villain, man. Just even in the rumors, he's just become so villainous.
And everything he does. And, I mean, that's a lot of that is self-imposed.
Yeah.
But one thing for sure, Kanye not going to miss an opportunity to get some attention.
Yeah. So
he would have ran to a camera immediately and said that this happened.
Oh, he would have found some paparazzi and been like, Taylor Swift just kicked me out of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. 1,000%. If their whole relationship wasn't based on him being a big old D-bag and trying to steal her time from the Grammys years and years and years ago. You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would almost say like, whoa, what a brilliant ploy on his part to embrace his villain. Because it would be pretty smart to like buy that in front of the suite, so he's going to be on there every single time. But because it started on such a, I don't even know what the word is I'm looking for, D-baggy road, where he tried to steal the attention away from, I think at that point she was a teenager.
She was literally 18. It was for her first big album, Fearless. I mean, think about it. It's this girl who's freshly out of high school, and Kanye West comes up on stage and tries to steal your moment. So there's a couple reasons why I know this is not real. The first thing is that Brandon Marshall said that he had a logo on his mask. He didn't have a logo. He had a crucifix between his eyebrows, which may be some kind of logo or nod to his merchandise, but... It was Jesus's logo. Uh-huh. It's the Christian logo.
That's the Christian version of the Nike swoosh.
Yes. Just to crucify him. And the second thing is that I saw a photo of Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey at the Super Bowl where Lana Del Rey is actually in the seats in front of her and they're like touching hands or something. I didn't know why Lana was there in the first place because then she went up to the suite. So that's how I know Kanye wasn't there because there's no way that Taylor's just going to be casually like talking to Lana if Kanye's two seats down. And And the third reason I know is that Kanye's rep came out and said, this is a completely fabricated rumor. It is not true. Yeah. So those are our three reasons. But Kanye West is still continuing to be the villain in Taylor Swift's story. He recently put out a new song called Carnival, where he name drops her again. He's already done this once in a song called Famous, where he said that Taylor Swift owes him some special favors. In a new song, in a very explicit paragraph that I will not read, he name drops her and says, I made six Taylor Swift, which I don't 100% know what that means.
Yeah, see, here's what Kanye is doing. And it's really, you know, as much as I dislike the guy, he's really, really smart. With that commercial that he did for the Super Bowl on his iPhone, he knew people were going to be talking about that. And he also knows that there is no bigger celebrity in the world than Taylor Swift. So I think they call them the heel in wrestling when you're the bad guy. He's the heel now, and he knows, like, people will hate him at such a deep level if he goes after Taylor Swift that it will keep him in the spotlight. He's very, very smart.
Yeah.
It is smart. I feel like because Taylor Swift is so big now, it just makes it corny. Like, when you did it before, it was different because she wasn't as big. Of course, everybody wants to say something to get some of Taylor Swift's spotlight now. So for Kanye to do it as big as he is already, it feels corny.
It feels pathetic to
me. It does. Yeah. It's desperate.
It makes some sense why he ended up marrying Kim Kardashian, because I feel like that's the one thing him and the Kardashians have in common. They know how to make a headline. All right, the 49ers are under fire after claiming they didn't know about an overtime rule change that led them to losing the Super Bowl. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.